Some say kids say the cutest things, though some are right. And sometimes kids say the most profound things. Raylee was only 3 years young, and she was entertaining us with some of her cute sayings. One of my favorites was, "What did you said?" If she didn't hear what Andrea and I asked her or told her, she responded with, "What did you said?" One night, we were all at home relaxing as a family. There was nothing to do, nowhere to go. It was truly a night to savor. Andrea and I were playing with the girls when all of a sudden, she pointed to our feet and said, "I can see your feet toes." We laughed until our sides hurt. But what caused me to stop laughing and start thinking was one of her latest questions. We were playing tag and I was it. But I wasn't running around the room giving chase. I was doing the lazy dad thing. I was sitting on the couch and she kept slinking up to me and then running away before I had the chance to tag her. But one time she stood in the doorway, well outside of my reach, and asked, "Can you reach me?" Hello everyone, this is LJ Harry, and this is Simplify. She wanted to know if she was close enough for me to tag her, but my heart heard something different. Something deeper. Chalk it up to being a preacher looking for something to preach, but that night she spoke for all the children who live in our city and come to our church. She spoke for the boy who came on a Wednesday night after his mom told him she was going to end her life that night. She spoke for the brother and sister who came to children's church and told us they would be homeless by the end of the week. And for the boy who yells at the other kids on the van and then cries himself to sleep at home. And for the girl who spends this week with mom and next week with dad. And for the kids who hear, "Your mistake. You'll never amount to anything. I wish you were never born." They may never say it. We may never hear it. But from their young hearts, there comes a cry as deep as the ocean itself. Can you reach me? Can you come from where you are to where I am? Can this Jesus you tell me about in church actually help me when I go home? Can your Heavenly Father care for me when I don't even know my own father? Can you love me when I don't know how to love in return? Can you reach me when I push you away because I'm scared you'll just walk out on me like everyone else has? Can you reach me? Every Wednesday night, we're blessed to fill the tummies of the children who fill up the tables in our gym before children's church. We feed them dinner, then we feed them the Word. From week to week, I've seen spiritual growth in kids who seem to be out of reach. Some are clapping their hands. Some are raising their hands. Some are asking questions during their Bible lesson. Some come running up to me and our volunteers and give us a hug. It won't be long before some of them run to God in repentance and God runs to them and fills them with His Spirit. But that day will only dawn if we are willing to keep reaching the children God has given us to reach. This week, take time to look around your neighborhood. Look around your sanctuary, your Sunday school classes. Look around your own living room. Hear the heart's cry of our children, even our heartbroken children. The stakes are not just a game of tag. For them, it could be much more. But they want to know today what Raylee wanted to know that day. Can you reach me? Sorry to start your day off with such a heavy question, but I do feel the heaviness on my heart of this question. And I pray that God would give us His heart to reach people, children, students, drug addicts, alcoholics, divorcees, single moms, parents who don't seem to be able to get it together with their children, husbands who are abusive to their wives, everybody who's whether down and out or up and out. I pray God uses us to reach them. My prayer lately has been, God, if they're hungry, send them to us. So pray this prayer with me. It comes straight out of the Simplified Devotion, page 105. Lord, please help open my eyes to see children in my life and in my world who need to know you. Please open my eyes in my own neighborhood and city to reach out to children and families you want to reach. Reach them through our church. Help us to commit our time and resources to reaching the next generation to let them know you love them just like you love us. In your sweet name, amen. I hope you've enjoyed this devotion. Quite honestly, I hope you were even challenged by it, as I have been challenged once again by reading it. And if you did enjoy it, and you don't have a copy of the Devotional Simplify, or you would like to give a copy to somebody, visit PentecostalPublishing.com, search for Simplify, and you'll be able to purchase it. The link is also in the show notes on the Podbean app, or if you live in the Mount Vernon area, you can purchase it from Paragraphs, our local bookstore, right there on South Main Street. Feel free to reach out to me on social media. My Instagram and Twitter handles are LJ and Andrea, LJAND, ANDREA, and on Facebook, I am LJ.Harry. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll talk to you next week about a time when we came home from vacation after we enjoyed some wonderful cooking on vacation, but I realized the real food that gives me strength day to day, week to week, is home cooking, and you'll see how that relates to us spiritually. I look forward to talking to you next week, and always look forward to walking closer with Jesus as we walk through Simplify.